Some meetings coming up in Greenfield and Atlantic about farm leasing that we should probably talk a little bit about. So we're going to do that this morning with Tim Eggers, who is an Iowa State University Extension field ag economist. Tim joins us on the phone this morning. Good morning, Tim.
Good morning.
Thanks so much for your time. Appreciate it very much.
Well, thank you.
Farm leasing arrangements, they're pretty prevalent out there. Why are these meetings important for farmers?
Well, because things change every year, and they're important for landowners and for operators as they're thinking about changes that they're going to be implementing or changes that they're going to be managing. And so cash rental rates are something that's often a point of discussion at these meetings, and the lower crop prices mean that there's less revenue this year to be split.
I was going to say, some folks might look at it and say, well, gee, what's tough about this? I own it, you lease it and operate it, what's the problem? But there are so many issues involved.
Yeah, things can change, and also just keeping up to date on what the current practices are. One of the things that we'll be going over is the farm leasing activities sheet, and I'm sorry that I'm messing up the name for it right now, but the notion that every 5 years we look at what the activities are that people are doing and how they're sharing in costs and so forth. And so we'll be going over that particular document. And if people, if participants aren't aware of that, then that can be helpful. And then also, of course, the changes with regards to changes in profitability.
Does it really change year to year, the circumstances?
It can. I mean, primarily it's the financial side that changes from year to year.
What about outside factors, Tim? Like, you know, the farm bill, that changes from time to time, although it seems like it takes forever to get that done. But are there outside forces that have an effect on all of this?
Well, the farm bill is one of those things, of course, we have every 5 to 6 years. And this year, like you said, we had quite a build up to that. It took 2 years to pass the farm bill this time around. But we're certainly, as we have these meetings towards the end of August, that'll be in a period that the landowners would have received their base acreage letters that give them a notion of the need to come in and visit the FSA office if those numbers aren't correct, and of course preparing for the ARC versus PLC decision process that they're going to be going through either post-harvest or maybe even early in the winter.
A lot of issues involved there too. Is it important that these lease arrangements be fair to both sides?
Over time, they sure need to be. You know, from year to year, things might go out of whack from one party to the next, and that can be just based on what's happening with crop prices. But, of course, over time, things should level out, and they should be as fair as possible. And so that's part of this review process, is making sure that things continue to be beneficial to both parties, because, of course, landowners need operators to stay in business over time and be profitable over time. And tenants need to make sure that their landowners are receiving a satisfactory rate of return for their investment in their land, or at least try to make that happen if that's possible.
Yeah, much like any business arrangement. Leases are pretty prevalent, though, aren't they? It seems like there's a lot of farmland out there that's leased.
Yes, over half of Iowa's farmland is leased.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's a lot, I'd say. Well, what should folks bring with them if they're going to attend one of these meetings? I should probably let them know about the meetings, too, that are coming up. Cass County Extension will be hosting one here in Atlantic at the Cass County Community Center on August 29th. That'll be from 9 to 11:30 a.m. And then later that same afternoon, August 29th, Adair County Extension will host one at the Warren Cultural Center in Greenfield, and that'll be from 1:30 to 4 o'clock. So as they prepare to come to these meetings, what should they bring?
Well, really, their question is about all that they're going to need to bring. There is a registration fee for the meeting, so, of course, payment for the program, if they haven't already prepaid for the program, that's a $15 registration fee. But really, it's their questions, because one of the things that will be provided to the participants is a copy of the Farm Leasing Arrangements booklet. That's a 100-page booklet that has most of our current leasing publications in it, and so we'll be using that as a resource. They'll also receive a copy of the presentation itself, and what I'd encourage them to do is whenever they arrive, look through that presentation, look at the things that that they want to ask questions about and mark those down. And, of course, if there's something that they expected to be covered that doesn't show up whenever they're looking through that presentation, then be ready to ask questions about that if they feel it's relevant, because the time that we spend together is a good time to for them to ask questions about how things can change and might change, and not only get the answer from me as somebody who's passing through and providing the information, but also see what the other participants have to say about those issues.
Isn't it funny, Tim? None of us have a crystal ball. If we did, we'd all be wealthy. But in farming, it's all about the future. I mean, everything you do is predicated on what's going to happen down the road, and you're constantly having to guess. I suppose the best thing to do is make educated guesses.
Well, yep, there is a fair amount of forecasting that's expected, and of course, being conservative and benefiting from those conservative decisions can be a way to make sure that you're around the next year to be making the guess for the coming year, but we've had a good string of years with regards to crop production here in Iowa, and so a challenge looking out is whether the input prices can be moderated to take into account what's happening with the corn and soybean prices.
Are there different types of lease arrangements out there? I don't work in the farm industry, but I'm wondering what different types of leases. Are they all affected? Will you discuss all different types and things at this meeting?
Yep, we focus on flexible cash leases to start with, because that's about 20% of the cash leases that are out there. Then the next focus is cash leases, because they're a pretty dominant part of the leasing situation. And then crop share leases and leasing practices is a term that I was trying to come up with earlier and sort of stumbled around with. But one of the things that we'll spend time on when we talk about crop share leases is how those leasing practices aren't necessarily 50-50 across the board like you might think of with a 50-50 share lease, that there are certain practices that only occur in about 80% of the 50-50 share leases, or what we think of as 50-50 share leases, and there are some things that occur only about half the time. For example, it isn't always 50% of the yield that's shared in a share lease. That's one that's only about 80% of the time. It isn't 50% of the application costs that are shared across the board. That only occurs a little over half the time. And so chemicals and seeds and other things that you just might think when you hear the term 50-50 lease or shared 50%, that isn't always the case according to our leasing practices survey.
Excellent. Well, how much, you've got about 2.5 hours booked in for these different, for these two meetings. And so how much of that time will be spent making presentations? How much will be spent actually giving folks a chance to ask their questions?
Well, if I encourage folks to ask questions as we go along. And so if that's the case, then it'll just be dependent on how that goes. And if folks don't ask questions, then I'll stop at least a half hour before the end of the time that we have together to make sure there's plenty of time for questions.
Mm-hmm.
Because I really do want a fair amount of this learning that occurs to be interactive. And I definitely want to have an opportunity for the participants to review the materials and be able to interact with the group to the extent possible.
When you host these, do you ever get folks who actually bring in their lease arrangement documents?
Occasionally. There is occasionally a person would come in and say, I have a question about this particular clause. And that gives us an opportunity to look at the Iowa cash leases that are available through ISU Extension, and also look at the lease forms that are available through the aglease101.org website from the North Central region, and think about why some of those clauses might be in there, and then look at that leasing practices survey to see if that's a fairly common activity.
One lease doesn't fit all.
Oh, no, not necessarily, because we have different people at different stages in life, different preferences, different things that they want to have occur on their farm.
You bet. Well, if folks want to know more, the way to do that is to get to one of those meetings. Again, August 29th, 9 to 11:30 here at the Cass County Community Center in Atlantic. And then that same afternoon, August 29th, it's from 1:30 to 4 at the Adair County Extension, sponsored by the Adair County Extension. It'll be held at the Warren Cultural Center on the square in Greenfield. And again, registration is required ahead of time by August 27th, and the cost is $15 per person. And that will include a very large farm leasing arrangements booklet and a copy of the presentation that day. So you won't go home empty-handed, and hopefully they'll come in with all kinds of great questions. Tim Eggers, again, thanks so much for your time, and good luck with those projects.
Yes, sir. Thank you.